The following program is furnished by the Truth About Your Future, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station. This information is education and not financial advice. Consult a financial advisor before investing.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager, and by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions, and by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100, and by Edelman Financial Engines. Rick Edelman is a board member, consultant, shareholder, and client of EFE, but EFE is unaffiliated and has no say over the content of The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
And now your host, Rick Edelman.
Welcome to the program. We're going to talk about what's going on in the market, the stock market, the bond market, the crypto market. But before I get into that, as important as that is, I have to begin with something even more important. A new proposal from FINRA. FINRA Rule 2208, the proposal is insane. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is the organization responsible for regulating stockbrokers, financial advisors, and the world of mutual funds and how they're all marketed. FINRA tries to protect consumers by creating rules and regulations that the industry has to adhere to. Okay, fine, we get that. But FINRA has gone a bridge too far with Rule 2208. This is an incredibly stupid proposal. FINRA is proposing that investors may be required to pass an exam in order to buy what FINRA says are complex products. Now, let's face it, the world of Wall Street has gotten very complex indeed over the past several decades. There are investment opportunities that go far beyond the knowledge and experience level of many investors. And many people have lost a lot of money by buying these complex products without understanding them, or by investing with the wrong assumptions in place, or simply by buying for the wrong reasons. Get rich quick, market timing, get in now, get out, buy what's hot, avoid what's not, and all that kind of nonsense. So I get it that there are complex products on the marketplace, and FINRA is concerned that many investors are buying these products, not understanding them. And it's therefore proposing that you have to pass a test in order to be eligible to buy these investments. Well, I guess we could say in theory that maybe somehow that might make sense until you look at what FINRA defines as a complex product. This includes, according to FINRA, ESG funds. These are mutual funds and ETFs that are focused on the environment, social and governance issues, helping people invest with their values in mind. Their complex products definition includes emerging market funds, target date funds. Target date funds, are you kidding me? This is the most popular investment in 401k plans in the country. More investors own target date funds than any other single type of investment. And FINRA says they are complex and they want you to pass a test in order to be able to invest in them. Bitcoin futures funds, floating rate funds, global real estate funds, multi-strategy funds, balanced funds, asset-backed securities, which would include Ginnie Mae funds. These are funds that invest in government bonds. High-yield bond funds. Variable annuities. All of these, FINRA says, are complex. So great. If we are going to have you pass a test in order to validate your competency to invest in these things, well, I have a few questions. Who's going to create the training materials to help investors prepare for the exam? And by the way, who's going to write those exam questions? How many questions will be on the exam? How will investors take the test? Will be at home self-study? Are you going to have to go to a testing facility? Is it going to be under the auspices of an auditor? How are they going to prevent fraud? What score is going to be required in order for you to be deemed to have passed the test? Will the questions be adjusted for IRAs and 401ks? Because after all, complexity resides in the tax code, has nothing to do with the investments themselves. And check this out. If you're a married couple and you open a joint account, are both of you going to be required to pass the exam? What happens if one of you fails? Lots of academic data has demonstrated that standardized tests are biased against women, minorities, and immigrants. Is this going to be a new barrier to helping Americans broadly save for their future? And finally, if testing were implemented and you were to fail the test, what would happen then? Would you be required to liquidate your current investments and incur whatever taxes and penalties and surrender charges might be involved? This is crazy. And we have to make sure that we are not going to allow FINRA to implement this absurd proposal of requiring that investors pass an exam in order to buy investments. A much better proposal is one that's already in place. There are lots of people who already have to pass exams. Financial advisors, stockbrokers, and insurance agents. They already have to pass very rigid examinations from FINRA and the SEC and the states. Why not just require that investors hire someone who has passed an exam, a professional, to help you protect yourself from your own inabilities? Examining investors? FINRA, it's a bad idea. Don't do it. By the way, I wrote a very long letter to FINRA as part of their public comment period, and if you would like to see the letter that I sent to FINRA, just go to thetruthayf.com. I have a lot to share with you in the topic of crypto on this week's show, but the biggest news of all in this area, Fidelity has announced that they're going to allow workers to buy Bitcoin in Fidelity 401k plans. This is big news because Fidelity is the nation's largest provider of 401ks. They have a third of the market. 23,000 companies use Fidelity's 401k. They manage $4.5 trillion for over 12 million workers across the country. And now those workers are going to be able to buy Bitcoin with a fee of 0.75% to 0.9% per year. A very competitive fee when you compare that to a lot of ETFs and mutual funds. MicroStrategy has already signed on. Other employers are flocking to Fidelity. Bitcoin's going to be an offering just like mutual funds in the 401k. You'll be able to invest no more than 20% of your portfolio. And a lot of people are asking, is this a good idea or a bad idea? The Department of Labor came out and said that they are not happy about it. They said they have grave concerns about Fidelity's proposal. That just demonstrates that the Department of Labor doesn't know what it's talking about in the world of investment management. Here's the fact. Bitcoin is perfect for 401k plans. Why? Think about it. How is it that you invest when you join a 401k? You don't invest in a single lump sum. You don't take 10 grand and plunk it down into the investment, do you? No, you have a very small investment with each paycheck. 1 or 2 or 5 or 10% of your pay comes out of your paycheck and goes into your 401k. A little bit of money out of every paycheck with every paycheck every 2 weeks. That is called dollar cost averaging. And everybody knows that dollar cost averaging is the most successful investment strategy ever because you're not investing in a lump sum. You're not investing today only to watch the market crash tomorrow. When you're dollar cost averaging, you're buying shares based on the share's current price. If the price is high, you don't get very many shares. If the price is low, you get lots of shares. In other words, dollar cost averaging helps you create the most cost-efficient accumulation of assets of any other methodology available. This is why so many people create so much wealth in their retirement plan at work. Consistent, systematic investing over the course of your entire career. This is so exciting, especially when you recognize that if you want to make dollar cost averaging work best, you need to use the most volatile investment you can find, an investment whose prices fluctuate wildly. They go up a whole lot, down a whole lot, with a great deal of frequency. Why? I'll explain how it all works and how crypto fits in when we return on The Truth About Your Future.
Did you know that more than 60% of Americans don't have an estate plan that can protect their hard work and their families? Join Edelman Financial Engines on Tuesday, May 24th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern for our brand new virtual event, Estate Planning, Strategies That Can Strengthen Your Legacy. Register for free at planefe.com/Rick. Learn more about estate planning and how to continue to build a lasting legacy for your loved ones. Whether it's wills, trusts, IRAs, or life insurance, look at the ways you can help protect your wealth and give you peace of mind. Don't miss this important virtual event. Join Edelman Financial Engines for Estate Planning, Strategies That Can Strengthen Your Legacy, on Tuesday, May 24th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern. Register now at planefe.com/Rick. That's planefe.com/Rick.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Allow us to introduce you to Sabrina, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting her money behind the right ideas. Each morning, Sabrina enjoys a 20-mile bike ride and meditation that brings her serenity for the day to come. Sabrina is also accessing the companies that are revolutionizing the tech world by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be an integrated circuit engineer to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. I was just telling you about all the stock market and bond market mayhem that we've been experiencing. Well, think about it. It wouldn't make any sense to dollar cost average into a bank savings account where the share price is always a dollar. If there's no fluctuation, you're not getting any benefit from dollar cost averaging. So you need to use an account that fluctuates wildly. Traditionally, that means the stock market, because that has been the most volatile investment that you could find until crypto came along. Now that we have crypto, we look at the price of Bitcoin, it's far more volatile than even the stock market. And although that's ordinarily scary for people investing a lump sum, it's wonderful for dollar cost averaging. The volatility works to your advantage. And since you're doing dollar cost averaging in a 401k, the 401k is ideal for investing in Bitcoin. And not only that, you get all the tax benefits too. You're getting those investments on a tax-deductible basis. The profits grow on a tax-deferred basis. And with an awful lot of employers, they're doing an employer match. They're literally giving you free Bitcoin. Here's my prediction. By the end of this year, you're going to see employers touting Bitcoin in their 401k as a recruitment tool to help them attract talented workers. Come work for us. We will give you free Bitcoin as part of your 401k plan in the employer match. This is great news. For the Department of Labor to say they have grave concerns because they're fearful that most Americans don't understand Bitcoin and they might lose money by investing in it just demonstrates that the Department of Labor doesn't understand investment management. They also don't seem to be willing to acknowledge that 20% of U.S. adults already are investing in Bitcoin. And these folks would love to now be able to do it in a tax-deferred way by virtue of their employer 401k plan. DOL is way out of step on this, and Fidelity has just stuck their finger into DOL's eye. Congratulations to Fidelity. If you work at a company that offers the Fidelity 401k, ask your employer to add Bitcoin to the offering. And if you work at an employer that doesn't use Fidelity, talk to them about having your 401k provider add Bitcoin too. Fidelity's doing it. Pretty soon, every 401k provider will do the same. Now, there's no question that the recent sell-off in crypto is fueling the Department of Labor's attitude. If you think airplanes are risky, all you need is news of an airplane crash to prove your point. That's called confirmation bias. You take info supporting your position to support your position, and you ignore all other facts that refute your position. That's what crypto haters are doing right now. Crypto has crashed. Bitcoin's down 50% in the past 6 months. But volatility isn't a reason to avoid Bitcoin. The stock market has crashed too. We're in a bear market with the worst performance of the stock and bond markets since World War II. Nobody's been talking about banning stocks and bonds from 401ks, are they? Instead, you simply recognize that volatility is part of the game. Bitcoin is the best performing asset class in history. And along the way, it has fallen 50% or more 7 times. And crypto's not the only thing falling. So's the stock market. So's the bond market. And we know why all this is happening. COVID, the war in Ukraine, rising inflation, rising interest rates, supply chain problems, food shortages, companies that can't find workers, massive federal debt, rising taxes, a crisis with Social Security, the massive student debt problem. The list goes on and on and on. Nobody would be surprised if we saw another 10 or 20 or 30% decline in the stock and bond markets before we hit bottom. And real estate has yet to crash, but that's inevitable too. And so, yeah, in the midst of all of this, crypto is falling as well. So I want to highlight for you 2 things here: institutional investors and Terra and Luna. First, let's talk about institutional investors. Starting last year, for the first time ever in crypto, we have institutional investors engaged. They did more trading last year than retail investors, for the first time in Bitcoin's history. But in this recent stock market sell-off, those institutional investors have been treating crypto just like another part of their stock and bond portfolio. So when they sell their stocks and bonds, they're selling crypto too. It's as if they didn't get the memo about what crypto is. It's an inflation hedge. It's non-correlated to other asset classes. It's a totally new and separate asset class, not just part of an existing asset class. So that's part of the reason why Bitcoin is down. But another reason for the current sell-off is because Terra and Luna imploded. What are they? Terra's a stablecoin, and stablecoins have nothing to do with Bitcoin. You see, Bitcoin's an asset, like stocks and real estate. People buy Bitcoin for the same reason you buy stocks, because you think the price is going to go up. But there's another kind of crypto, a stablecoin. These aren't designed to rise in value. Instead, their prices are stable, you know, stablecoin. They do this, they're stable, by taking your money and putting it into U.S. treasuries. So your stablecoin is pegged to the dollar. It's just as safe as cash. It's just money in digital form. But Terra and Luna are different kinds of stablecoins. They're not pegged to the dollar. Instead, they're in this category of something called algorithmic stablecoins. And this entire category is nonsense. I talk about them in my new best-selling book, The Truth About Crypto. Instead of being pegged to the dollar, they use artificial intelligence to figure out what other digital asset you should buy and sell in order to keep them stable. It's nonsense. The question isn't, why did Terra and Luna collapse? The question is, what took so long for them to collapse? But that collapse, nevertheless, in the last week, caused broad panic in crypto. And whenever there's a panic, selling occurs broadly without making any sense. Prices are likely to fall further. The lower they go, the better the buying opportunity, just like with stocks. So you either need to understand what you're doing and why, or you need to stay out. And to understand, I recommend you read my new Amazon number one bestseller, The Truth About Crypto. You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. Hey, do you have an estate plan? I'm really happy to let you know that Edelman Financial Engines is presenting a new webinar. It's this Tuesday, May 24th, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, you choose. It's free. Just register at planefe/Rick. You'll learn all about wills and trusts and estate planning strategies. This Tuesday, May 24th, choose from 3 or 8 p.m. Eastern. Register for free, planefe/Rick. As excited as I am about crypto, I want you to watch out. Somebody on Instagram has been impersonating me. We got the account deleted, but it was really creating a lot of hype, inviting people a get-rich-quick scheme inside of crypto. Watch out, beware, don't ever assume that something you see on the internet that's claiming to be from me actually is. And if you're ever in doubt, just reach out to me at thetruthayf.com. I'll tell you one thing that is true. My new book, The Truth About Crypto, is going great. It debuted at number one on several Amazon bestseller lists, 5 stars at Amazon. Publishers Weekly has just issued a book review. They call it a handy survey, easy to grasp definitions, and a rare bird, an actually understandable guide to crypto. Those wondering what the fuss is all about will find this a great resource. The Truth About Crypto will tell you everything you need to know about this new exciting asset class. I encourage you to pick up your copy of my new number one bestseller, The Truth About Crypto. Got a lot more to share with you today. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by GlobalX ETFs. The financial services landscape is shifting before our eyes. Whether paying for groceries, applying for a mortgage, or even buying an NFT, almost anything you could imagine is at your fingertips. As these transactions become more and more seamless, it's easy to forget the innovative technologies making it all possible. Disruptions like fintech, blockchain, and yes, digital assets aren't just pixels on a screen. They're led by forward-thinking companies helping shape the future of finance. And you might want to consider where they fit in your portfolio. But where to start? At GlobalX ETFs, we offer a range of thematic investing solutions targeting these financial disruptions, in addition to other exponential technologies like lithium batteries, artificial intelligence, and more. Explore our insights and full product lineup at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor. That's globalxetfs.com.
This message is brought to you by Charles Schwab. No matter what tomorrow brings, some things won't change, like Schwab's commitment to see the world through clients' eyes. That commitment is why Schwab is always here for clients with clear guidance and committed service to help maintain focus on achieving long-term goals. So whatever happens today, Schwab remains invested in you. Visit Schwab.com to learn how Schwab is ready to help. That's Schwab.com.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman, sponsored by Choice. Choice is changing the way Americans save for retirement by making it possible to invest in Bitcoin, crypto, and other alternative assets inside your IRA. That's right. Whether you open a deductible or a Roth IRA with Choice, you can invest in Bitcoin and 22 other digital assets in your retirement account. You can also buy stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, real estate, and more, all in a single retirement account. There's no hidden fees or account minimums, just more control over your retirement savings. And Choice makes it ridiculously easy to combine all of your old retirement accounts with a rollover concierge service. So if you've switched jobs in the last few years and have been putting off rolling over your old 401k, make sure you check out Choice. Head on over to retirewithchoice.com/Rick. That's retirewithchoice.com/Rick.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman. I know you want to know what is going on in the world of crypto. Well, I'm not going to answer the question for you. Instead, I'm going to invite one of the world's leading experts on crypto to help us delve into that question for us. Matt Hogan is CIO, the Chief Investment Officer of Bitwise Asset Management, a frequent friend of ours here on this program. He's not only one of the world's leading experts on crypto, but also on ETFs and financial technology. Matt, great to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Really excited to be here.
So we have obviously been in an environment over the past 6 months where many of us are referring to it as a crypto winter. You know, most folks are very well experienced in the world of the stock market. We've gone through the crash of 87. We remember the dot-com bubble. We remember 9/11, 2007 and 8's credit crisis. We remember, of course, the calamity at the beginning of the pandemic with the stock market crashing 35%. People in the stock market are used to all that, and they know if they sit tight, wait long enough, it'll recover. But most folks don't have a similar level of experience in crypto. The average individual who owns Bitcoin has owned it for less than a year and a half. So they're scared, wondering, why is Bitcoin down 50% or more? What does this mean? Are people right to be worried, Matt?
Well, I love the question. And I love the framing, Rick. The reality is, just like the stock market, crypto has lived through multiple significant pullbacks. In fact, it's lived through 70% pullbacks over its 13-year history, en route to being the best performing asset class of all time. So this is a normal experience. This cycle happens over and over again, just like it does in the stock market. And just like the right thing to do for stock investors is to sit tight and maintain a disciplined portfolio, the same is true in crypto. People who panic at moments like this are the people who suffer, and people who evaluate the situation, ask themselves if anything fundamental has changed, and then take a calm, reasoned approach to the market are the ones who do well.
Now, if it's true that half of the people who own Bitcoin bought it in the past year, year and a half, that means they bought it at much higher prices than Bitcoin has been at lately. Help people understand the right way to be thinking about this new innovative asset class called digital assets.
The way I think about it is that crypto assets and blockchains enable the ability for money to move over the internet, the ability to program money like software, the ability to have digital property rights. These are going to transform how money and finance works, not over the next 6 months, but over the next 10 and 20 years. It's going to fundamentally reshape the financial economy. What that means as an investor is that if you're going to allocate to this space, you need to be thinking about 3, 5, and 10 years. If you're buying crypto, hoping to make money over the next week, good luck. I have no advice for you. If you're allocating for the next 10 years, I think it is a solid position to be in.
People are also noticing in the news the story of Terra and Luna, stable coins that dropped all the way to zero. Help us make sense of all this.
Most of what we talk about, Rick, when we're allocated to this space is investing in crypto assets that are backed by blockchain technology that allows us to do new things with money, as we mentioned. And those, I think, are very exciting investments. Stable coins were created for a very specific reason. Let's say you're investing in Bitcoin, but you want to rotate out of the market for a minute. So you could sell your Bitcoin and hold a stable coin, and you wouldn't have to move your money out of the crypto economy into the banking economy, because that takes multiple days and they're high fees. It's a way of parking money. The important thing about stable coins is that you can design them in two ways. One way is to design them like a money market fund. In other words, for every digital dollar, there's a short-term treasury that represents that digital dollar. Those kind of stable coins have been around for nearly a decade, and they've worked perfectly well. The other way is to do what Terra and Luna did, which is to try to use some very fancy math to create what's called an algorithmic stable coin, which is backed by nothing. What do you think is going to happen? It certainly doesn't say anything about assets like Bitcoin and Ethereum, which fulfill an entirely different function in the economy.
Yeah, I share your view. When people were asking me what my reaction was to the collapse of Luna, I said, I'm not surprised it collapsed. I'm surprised it took so long for it to collapse.
I fully agree. And these are the kinds of things we do at Bitwise in our indexes and in our index funds. As an example, Luna was at one point one of the 10 largest crypto assets, but we never added it to the Bitwise 10 index of the 10 largest assets or the Bitwise 10 index fund because we recognized that this risk existed. We had seen this movie before and we knew it didn't end well. So you do have to, in any new innovative area, do your homework to separate the high quality stuff from the stuff that is likely to fail.
And that's a really important point for people to recognize is that in the world of crypto, it is totally new, totally different, unlike any other asset class you have any experience in. You can, in fact, rely on experts who have figured this out, who spend their 8 hours a day in the workplace focusing on this subject so that you don't have to. You do the very same thing with your stocks. You don't buy individual stocks. You use stock funds. You do the same thing with your entire investment portfolio. So I'm kind of mystified why people so often figure that they've got to start buying individual crypto coins at an exchange or what have you. Using a fund such as that offered by Bitwise, I'm an investor in the fund, is simply an easier way to delegate to professionals. I think the outcome is more likely to be better than us trying to figure it out on our own. How much money is the fund now managing?
We manage well over $1 billion in assets, and that Bitwise 10 index fund is the majority of that. So it's a substantial fund. It's been on the market for 4 years. We've lived through a bear market in 2018. We've managed through multiple things that have happened in the crypto market. So I appreciate it. It is a level where expertise can pay off, and we try to provide that expertise at Bitwise.
Let me mention the Fidelity news. They have announced that they're going to allow the employees who work at companies that use the Fidelity 401k to buy Bitcoin inside that 401k plan. This is big news because Fidelity is the nation's largest 401k provider, 23,000 employers representing over 10 million workers with a total of nearly $3 trillion in assets under management. And now all of those people at all those companies are going to be able to buy Bitcoin in their 401k. What's your view of that news?
Well, I think there's two big takeaways from that news, Rick. The first one is that despite the volatility we see in prices, the progress in the crypto ecosystem is sort of monotonically up and to the right. This is an example of Bitcoin and crypto continuing to go more and more into the mainstream. And that is a story that doesn't have any volatility to it. It just keeps going every day. We push more and more into the mainstream. We make it easier and easier for investors to allocate. So that's one big piece of the news. The other big piece of the news is what does it mean to the crypto markets? And of course, the answer there is anytime you allow more people to easily invest in the crypto market, it brings people into the market. You and I have talked about this. Eventually, if we get a Bitcoin ETF, that will bring more people into the market. Crypto moving into 401ks brings more people into the market. So it's an exciting moment for the crypto economy when you think about those employees, particularly the younger employees, maybe at tech-focused companies who want to allocate to crypto every month in their 401k. It's going to bring new money into the market. It's just a net positive and another sign that we're marching in the right direction.
Yeah, I share your view completely. And for an awful lot of Americans, the only place they save is in a 401k, meaning if you couldn't buy Bitcoin inside it, you'd never have the opportunity to buy Bitcoin. And the fact that they are investing on a regular basis with every paycheck over the course of their entire careers suggests that it's a wonderful opportunity to take advantage of dollar cost averaging using a volatile asset as instead of being a negative aspect, it's now one of the biggest features that makes a lot of sense for 401k savings in a tax deferred environment, often with an employer match. So I think you're right. This is going to help democratize the accessibility of crypto for millions of American workers. It's really very exciting. Tied to that is the notion that crypto is really for young people. The attitude, as you pointed out, that this is a long-term investment strategy. Don't try to get rich quick. And if it's for young investors, does that mean it's only for young investors? In fact, one outfit's now letting parents open custodial accounts for their children in crypto. Can you be too young, or conversely, can you be too old to invest in crypto?
No, I don't think so. It does make sense for younger investors who have long time horizons. Bitwise has investors of all ages. As long as you have a time horizon that's looking out a few years and size your allocation correctly, you know, we're not talking about 50% of your portfolio in Bitcoin. I think the average Bitwise client has about 2.5% of their portfolio in crypto. You and I have talked about 1% allocations to crypto. It is a little bit, goes a long way.
So you're back on the road at conferences. So tell us, what are you hearing lately at all of these events?
Yeah, I'll say the level of engagement is higher than it's ever been before. You know, last week I was at a pensions and endowment conference. And a few years ago, if you were at that conference and you asked people how many owned crypto in their personal portfolio, it would have been crickets in the room, Rick. When I did that this year, you saw maybe 30% of the people in the room raise their hands. You're seeing progress. The other thing I'll add from that, I've done two conferences in the last week. In both cases, my breakout on crypto was the fullest room. Professional investors are very, very eager to learn about. Everyone now realizes that crypto is not going away, that they have to address it on a professional level.
So I'm going to ask you to do something. This is a challenge for you, Matt. I want you to describe blockchain for us, but I want you to do it in six words.
In six words. I will go with four words, money over the internet. You know, one thing we talk about, Rick, the internet has disrupted so many slices of our economy. It's disrupted the postal service, video streaming, it's disrupted retail, it's disrupted media, it's disrupted advertising. It hasn't disrupted finance. Money is the slowest moving thing in today's society. Property rights are still recorded on deeds. We're still paying title insurance. The right way to think about blockchain technology is the technology that will finally allow the internet to really disrupt the financial markets. And the exciting thing about that, Rick, is finance and money is the largest market that the internet's ever gone after. That's why there's so much excitement. That's why there's so much venture capital activity. That's why there's so much talent. That's why the regulators are paying attention, because it's the internet going after money and finance. And that's the biggest market it's ever gone after.
Well, I'm really impressed that you're able to define blockchain in four words, money over the internet. And the fact that you're able to do that demonstrates that this really isn't as complicated as a lot of people try to make it out to be. We'll continue our conversation about crypto with Bitwise's Matt Hogan when we return here on The Truth About Your Future. Stay with us.
Did you know that more than 60% of Americans don't have an estate plan that can protect their hard work and their families? Join Edelman Financial Engines on Tuesday, May 24th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern for our brand new virtual event, Estate Planning, Strategies That Can Strengthen Your Legacy. Register for free at planefe.com/Rick. Learn more about estate planning and how to continue to build a lasting legacy for your loved ones. Whether it's wills, trusts, IRAs, or life insurance, look at the ways you can help protect your wealth and give you peace of mind. Don't miss this important virtual event. Join Edelman Financial Engines for Estate Planning, Strategies That Can Strengthen Your Legacy, on Tuesday, May 24th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern. Register now at planefe.com/Rick. That's planefe.com/Rick.
Allow us to introduce you to Tom, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting his money behind the right ideas. Tom enjoys tending to his tomato garden and is currently developing the perfect blend for his homemade spaghetti sauce. Tom is also accessing companies that help change the course of the aerospace industry by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be a rocket scientist to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. We're talking with Matt Hogan, the Chief Investment Officer of Bitwise Asset Management, and what's happening with the world of crypto these days. There are a lot of different ways investors can buy crypto. One is buying crypto stocks. Tell us what a crypto stock is and how you can help them do that at Bitwise.
Crypto Stock is a company like Coinbase that provides brokerage services that helps individuals access crypto. It's a Bitcoin mining company that builds a warehouse of Bitcoin miners, and it's a bank like Silvergate that provides services to crypto companies. So these crypto companies allow you to gain exposure to what's going on in the crypto economy, but in a vehicle that has profits and revenues and earnings. Bitwise created an index called the Bitwise Crypto Innovators 30 Index, which holds 30 highly targeted names in the crypto economy. These are pure play companies that only focus on supporting the crypto economy. It's the only ETF with crypto in its name. And it's just a way to gain exposure to crypto if you don't feel comfortable buying the Bitcoin or Ethereum or other crypto assets directly.
Why would anybody want to own anything other than Bitcoin and Ethereum? I mean, those two alone are, what, 80% or so of the market? Why would anybody want to own some of the others? And give us an idea of what those might be.
Sure. Bitcoin and Ethereum are the dominating giants, but there are new crypto assets. Solana is an example of a crypto asset that's like Ethereum. It can process more transactions than Ethereum. It's a way to process transactions on Ethereum that are cheaper, that are faster. And then Bitcoin and Ethereum are likely to be big players. But there are other players as well that are going to challenge them. And what we do in the Bitwise 10 is we hold the 10 largest. So you have exposure to the most interesting crypto assets, no matter how the market develops.
We're talking with Matt Hogan, the Chief Investment Officer of Bitwise Asset Management. And while many people are expressing curiosity or interest in this, they have not yet invested. And they often raise a couple of common questions. They're fearful that crypto is going to zero and they're afraid of losing money. Or they say the price has already peaked. It's already made so much money over the last decade. It's too late to invest. How do you respond to both of those concerns?
Well, I definitely don't think it's too late, Rick. The reality is most professional investors haven't put a dollar into crypto yet. And until I'm at that pension conference and everyone in the room raises their hand and says they have an allocation to crypto, it's still early. In fact, I would say we're still maybe in the first inning. If you're listening to this conversation, you are early in getting education on crypto. You are ahead of your friends and peers. So it's not too early at all. Remember, this is the largest market the internet's ever gone after. It's all of finance and money. This is a $50, $100 trillion market that it's tackling. So it's still very early. The question of whether crypto goes to zero, you say this better than anyone else. One way to approach that is just to make a small allocation, 1% of your portfolio. If crypto goes to zero, you'll lose 1% of your wealth, and that will be unfortunate, but it won't fundamentally set you back on your pathway to retirement and your other financial goals. The stock market moves multiple percent in a given day, so likely your wealth is fluctuating by a percent or more. Just get into the game and hold it for the long term is one way to understand that. Now, I don't think crypto is going to zero. I think there's huge fundamental value. They're real revenues. They're real users. But even if I'm wrong in that worst case scenario, as long as you've sized your portfolio allocation appropriately, you won't be fundamentally harmed on your pathway to where you're going.
That's Matt Hogan, the Chief Investment Officer of Bitwise Asset Management. Matt, if somebody wanted to reach out to Bitwise, how would they do that?
You can go to our website, bitwiseinvestments.com. You can sign up for our email conversation. Of course, Rick, crypto is not for everyone. There are significant risks in this market. But we would love to have conversations to provide materials for you if you're interested in learning about more.
Matt and I actually had a conversation for almost a half hour. If you would like to listen or watch or even read about the entire conversation, just visit us at thetruthayf.com. Matt, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rick.
Do you have any doubts that innovation and technology are going to be changing every aspect of life on our planet? Take a look at these new innovations coming from the field of technology. Researchers in Canada have created a two-way radio made of DNA. It can monitor the motions of proteins. It's a nano antenna that receives light in one color and transmits light back in another color that researchers can monitor, depending on the protein movement that it senses. This will lead to new discoveries in biochemistry and medicine, enabling us to tackle such diseases as cancer and intestinal inflammation. Scientists at the Israel Institute of Technology have developed nanocrystal semiconductors that can repair themselves. They can be used in solar panels and electronic devices. Imagine if your phone breaks, it'll repair itself. Wait till that comes on the market. Bank of America is now using AI to predict how much cash you're likely to withdraw and when. Lets the bank anticipate how much cash it needs to keep on hand in branches and ATM machines. The innovations being created in the field of exponential technologies. I talk about all of it in my book, The Truth About Your Future. Time now for everybody's favorite segment of the program, visit by my wife, Jean Edelman. Jean is a student of the healing arts, Reiki, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, and of course, macrobiotic and plant-based cooking. Here's Jean.
Great to be with you this week. So, I have a question. Are we having fun yet? When I think of fun, I think of two things, laughter and learning. When we are laughing, we're smiling, we're breathing, we're relaxed, we're in the moment, and we have a mental release. There's so much research on the benefits of laughing. There is a hormone release when we laugh. The Mayo Clinic talks about laughter improving our immune system by releasing neuropeptides that reduce stress. Laughter releases a natural painkiller. Sometimes life gets so bizarre, you know you can't make it up, and it's better to laugh than to dive into the drama. So action items for this week are, let's keep funny close by. Maybe post some funny cards or cartoons that we can see often. Have our favorite movie on hand. Listen to funny podcasts. Try laugh yoga. Hang out with positive, happy, funny people. One footnote, do not laugh at the expense of others. Enough said. The same holds true for learning. When we're engaged in something different, we have that mental release and we are relaxed and breathing, we're smiling and we're in the moment. There's so much research on the benefits of laughing. And I know that with the weight of the world, there's not much to laugh about right now. But we need to take care of ourselves. And a piece of that is finding moments of laughter. And so my word of the week is going to be joke, because in order to laugh, we need a good joke. So the J is for join, to bring together and connect. Because when we laugh, we are just joined together. We come together for that moment. And at that moment, that laughter, it lasts a lifetime. The O is for oasis, a place of calm in the midst of chaos. And laughter helps us keep the weight of the world away for just even a moment. K is for karma, the destiny you earn through actions. I love this. When we bring laughter to others, we are earning so much good karma. So make others laugh as often as you can. And E is for ecstasy, a feeling of intense joy. A good laugh lasts for hours, days, and a lifetime. So finding fun and laughter and learning in our day, it's a great journey to embark upon. I wish you many laughs this week. Have a great week.
That's my wife, Jean Edelman, here on The Truth About Your Future. And if you want to get more of Jean's Words of the Week, just go to thetruthayf.com.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by GlobalX ETFs. The financial services landscape is shifting before our eyes. Whether paying for groceries, applying for a mortgage, or even buying an NFT, almost anything you could imagine is at your fingertips. As these transactions become more and more seamless, it's easy to forget the innovative technologies making it all possible. Disruptions like fintech, blockchain, and yes, digital assets aren't just pixels on a screen. They're led by forward-thinking companies helping shape the future of finance. And you might want to consider where they fit in your portfolio. But where to start? At GlobalX ETFs, we offer a range of thematic investing solutions targeting these financial disruptions, in addition to other exponential technologies like lithium batteries, artificial intelligence, and more. Explore our insights and full product lineup at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor. That's globalxetfs.com.
Need help managing the complexity of income needs in retirement? Meet Schwab Intelligent Income, a simple, modern way to pay yourself from your portfolio. Tell them how much you need and how long you need it to last. They'll estimate how much you can spend. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust payments anytime without penalty. And with Schwab Intelligent Portfolios, you won't pay an advisory fee. Visit schwab.com/intelligent income to learn more about their modern approach to wealth management.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this week. And remember, you can subscribe to my monthly newsletter, The Truth About Your Future, 16 pages every month filled with the info you need on the 5 personal finance topics that matter most: longevity, retirement security, exponential technologies, blockchain and digital assets, and of course, health and wellness. Subscribe at thetruthayf.com. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
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 I'm sorry, what? What part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman has been brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. As crypto grows, Bitwise believes everyone should have a simple and familiar way to access it. Bitwise makes crypto clear. Bitwiseinvestments.com. And by Global X ETFs. For more than a decade, Global X ETFs has been dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. Learn more at globalxetfs.com. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ. Stay tuned for Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky from Edelman Financial Engines. Everydaywealth.com/radio. EFE and The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman are unaffiliated entities.
Get The Truth About Your Future every weekend with Rick Edelman. It's thetruthayf.com.